Well, we continue to see crops that are developing as far as their crop development stage is concerned at a slow pace, but we continue to advance. But we continue to see crop condition ratings come in a little bit less than anticipated when you look at, especially when you're looking at individual states. For corn, as of July 5th, 16% of the nation's corn was in silk. That's versus 14 for the 5-year average. 3% of the nation's corn was in the dough stage versus 2 for the 5-year average. Crop condition ratings were left unchanged at 67% good to excellent. But what's interesting is when you look at the state breakdown, we saw Illinois drop by 2% to 58% good to excellent, while Indiana dropped 2% to 62%. We saw Nebraska drop 1% to 62% good to excellent. North Dakota dropped 5% to 64% good to excellent. And Ohio dropped 7% to 55% good to excellent. We did see South Dakota improve by 3%. Minnesota improved by 1%. And Iowa was left unchanged. So overall, we did see some states that saw some pretty big drops as far as ratings are concerned. For soybeans, as of July 5th, 34% of the crop was in bloom versus 28% average. Setting pods was estimated at 9% versus 6% average. And crop condition ratings for soybeans dropped 1%. That was 2% less than expected by the trade. And again, we saw some big changes in some of the states, but this time it was North Dakota who led the decrease. North Dakota soybean crop dropped 10% to 53% good to excellent, while Ohio dropped by 3% to 54%. We also saw Iowa's drop by 1% to 74% good to excellent. As far as the wheat is concerned, 59% of the nation's winter wheat is now harvested versus 51% average, and winter wheat crop condition ratings were left unchanged at 26% good to excellent. At this point, they're going to stop doing ratings for winter wheat since we're over 50% harvested. For spring wheat, 54% of the crop is now headed. That's equal to the 5-year average. And spring wheat conditions dropped 2%. Again, North Dakota seeing the biggest decline, dropping 7% to 57% good to excellent. We also saw South Dakota drop by 3 to 50, and Idaho dropped by 6 to 69, and Minnesota dropped by 3. The only state that improved was Montana, but it improved 10% overall. Overall, you'd have to say this report is somewhat supportive to the grains, as it is showing the trend that the weather is starting to influence some individual states and conditions are starting to back up quite a bit. Overall, this seems to be the trend we're likely going to see here for the next couple of weeks if the weather forecast continues to hold that shows hot and dry conditions for a majority of the U.S.
It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.